Good morning, humanity, or good evening, good afternoon, or the middle of the night, wherever you might be. We are broadcasting from Auroville, the epicenter of human unity in southern India. My name is Fif. I am the co-founder of MediClown Academy, and we are sharing love, laughter, and delight with the world. Thanks for tuning in. And after all, India knows love. Last week on the show, what we did was we shared when people or circumstances pull you down, you have a choice. You can either rise above it and learn from it and get better, or you can get really frustrated and pissed off and angry and get bitter. Well, today we're going to have a little bit of fun as we learn another tool of how to deal with adversity. I like that, adversity, be it in person or with certain circumstances. Because you know what? You, Stefano, you, Ruben, and you out there, you are greater than any circumstance that there possibly is, and you can do it. So when asked by a student how to deal with a certain situation, the mother, the spiritual teacher here in Auroville, who's now left her body, but was the visionary here, said, "Face your troubles joyously. Oppose with invariable circumstance the obstacles that beset the road to transformation." That means the best means of routing the enemy is to laugh in his face. You may grapple and tussle for days, and he may still show an undiminished vigor. But just one laugh at him, and lo, he takes heed. So, she continues to say, a laugh of self-confidence and the faith in the divine is the most shattering strength possible. It disrupts the enemy's front. It spreads havoc in his ranks and carries you, triumphantly onwards. So, I want everyone to stand up. I'm already standing up. You going to stand up there, Stefano? Fantastic. Ruben, you're already standing up. And I want you to imagine we're in the 18th century or the early 19th century, and you have a sword. Sorry, I have to get close to the mic. You have a sword, right? And we are going to take that enemy and we're going to slice them up, but make it into a cartoon character. So you're not really slicing up the person, but you're slicing up the essence of what's getting you down. So you're going to take your sword, and as you slice, okay, and poke, we're going to laugh. We're going to do this. Can you time me? Yeah? For about 30 seconds or so? Are you guys ready out there? Ruben, are you set? Okay, 1, 2, 3. Two swords. Not only do you get a little sweaty, but you can probably feel the shift that's gone through your body and your brain. That's called neuroplasticity, because what you're doing is you're beginning to rewire your brain. The more you rewire, the more you fire. The more you fire, the more you rewire. So now, just take a breath, so I can take a breath too, and close your eyes. Allow yourself to smile. Feel the earth underneath you, embracing you and holding you. Feeling it coming up. Knowing that you've got it. You've got what it takes. Yeah. Breathe that in, that confidence. Beautiful. And if you choose, just take your arms up. Give yourself a good stretch. And give yourself a big hug. It's just yummy when you can feel good about yourself and who you are and your choices. Mark Twain, the great American writer, once said, the human race has one really effective weapon, and that is laughter. So you see, laughter takes away the power of whatever holds us prisoner. That was by Kathleen O'Keefe Canova. Now, when you have the courage to laugh and give others the courage and the permission to laugh, we transform and we build our capacity for resilience. We would love to hear from you. How have you used your sense of humor? Or what have you done that's shifted that sense of ugh into something that you're kind of going, hey, I'm on top of the world. I can deal with this, man. We'd love to hear your thoughts. So share them in the little box below. There's a comment box below. Share your stories, share your feelings. Share this with everyone in the world and let's create a happy, healthy universe. Check out our website. We're also on TubeTumbi and we've got that below as well. And hit that subscription button. So on that note, we are going to send love and laughter radiating from our heart out to the whole world. The people we love and those people that cause us a little bit of... So just take a moment to feel that love. Breathe it in. Take a moment to remember when you felt truly happy. Okay. And now, you ready, Stefano? You ready, Ruben? Okay, there goes Ruben up and down. We're going to send that out to the world on the count of three. One, two, three. Ha 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 ha!